So then what are you most proud of as you reflect on your career?
I can't point to any great achievement. The things that I believe in, and I've mentioned those things here, I've done the best I can to promote those things, education, civil rights, those kind of things. Education, because it's local and because it's so important at this level, I'd say is be the number one thing.
And there's got to be some satisfaction when you're writing to support an issue and you see the public accept it and the feeling to know that you had made a contribution to the public thinking. That had to bring satisfaction to you.
Yes. One of the things that I try to keep in mind is that I do have that privilege, and that's what it is. It's a right, but that's a legal term, a right. It's really a privilege because not everybody has the right to have the voice that the Tulsa World offers. So it's a privilege, and I've always tried to keep that in mind. I didn't have any single goal in mind, and I've always known that public education is one of the essentials and that it needs to be supported.
Here at your age, and your age now is 80, do you do any writing now?
No, I haven't written anything for a couple of years, and I probably won't, because the truth is, it's time to realize that the time has come when you're not going to function as well as you should. And if you're going to write something, you need to be able to remember at the end of a sentence what you started to say at the first.
Well, what a career, what a life. From Maud, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
To hear.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks so much for doing this. I appreciate it very much.
I really appreciate it myself, John.
Thank you.
Thank you.